summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather.
Hello and welcome into episode 56 of Caitlin's Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and this episode we've got the bookmark swap, what's a crack section, the blether, the very easy guide to lace knitting by Lynn Watterson, and I'll let you know what the Me show has been up to. All the links are in the show notes that come from where you download this from, so relax, get your links later on. I sponsor this by my own business, Energy Hunt Limited, www.energyhunt.com, which has got nothing whatsoever to do with craft, but everything to do with Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service, because it pays for my wage, because it's my business, and therefore pays for your podcast. Get your cup of tea, your craft, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
Away and sit in for a blather.
Hello, I have got my new iPhone, and I am sitting down at the harbour, so you might hear a little bit of wind. I'm testing out to see what like it is. We've popped ourselves down out of the wind, but you can hear the banging of the boats in the harbour, and you might hear the splash of the seal going in. What kind of seals are they, Richard?
Common seals, or harbour seals as they're also called, and grey seals.
And also we've got some different types of ducks around. Ducks are they?
There's mallard, and there's sheldrake, and there's shags.
They're not ducks. And there's obviously the scory, which is seagull to you and me. And I was thinking the blether this week could be Hello, My Old Friend. Because, have you ever found an album or heard a song on the radio and thought, oh, I have not heard that in a long time. And you listen to the song or the album and you just remember how much you loved the actual sound. And then you've been digging around in your bedroom, hello, this is me, and you find your handbag that you've not touched for 6 months, and your craft scissors are in them, as well as a little strawberry bag. It's one of them shopping bags. Yeah, Ella, you'll know what I'm talking about because you've got one. And it folds up into a shape of a strawberry and can clip onto your big bag, and you can use it like a shopper. Because obviously we're all about the reuse, reuse, recycle bags these days. So I found that. I'm using that tonight for my knitting. And we're bearing less tonight, so we thought we'd come down to the harbour and sit, enjoy the sunshine, even though it's quite cold. I was knitting on my Prairie Piper and Prairie Piper, my Prairie's Piper's Journey. And I've had a wee cider, so yes. And also, hello, my friend. Belle of the Ball has decided to have another podcast, and she's called it Barely Knitting. So that was nice. And also, you can have Hello, My Old Friend with things that are new, but they feel like you've known them forever. Like this iPhone. I feel like I've had this for a long time, but I've only had it 3 days.
I left the bit at the end running there because it had a seagull making a squawky noise. And I thought, well, if you're in a city and you don't hear seagulls in the sea very often, it might be nice. The wind was, could have been a bit better, but it was quite nice. We had a lovely night that night. We went out in the boat and that was just really nice. Now, if you need a pee stop, because it's time for the Daisy Laugh. Can you do some giggling?
Yeah.
Hello, section.
Hello.
A sandy hello to new to me, been with me a whiley, been with me forever listeners. I do appreciate you tuning in. Thank you. Now, a sandy hello to the new group members, Loopy Lina, Pandy Pops, Gillian, Loopyloo01, Bar Bear, and my fan W Ruth.
Hello.
Some of you have come over from Shutter Monkey, from Amanda's Designer Alley last episode, which was really good. So thanks for joining. I love your messages and your projects. Please, everyone, carry on putting up your projects. I do love seeing what you're up to because I go in and have a look and get inspiration from them. I find new patterns here and there. See who's finished theirs before me. Thank you for doing the iTunes reviews. I do go read them. It says here, although I actually haven't this episode, sorry. But if you feel the need to remember your password in iTunes, leave a review, I will be a happy podcaster. No Chinese listeners interactions yet. Hello China, send me your address and a message entitled I'm listening, and I'll send you something, if you're first. Also, everyone who hasn't put your pin on my listener map, please do it up so I can set the webcam up to stalk you properly. Is there anybody in Alaska? South America? Just be nosy. The random hellos are to Knit and Mummy, Knit Spin Capes EP, congratulations to you and your new job, hope it all goes well. Beth Gross, Cheryl of Belle of the Ball, now Barely Knitting, I hope that goes well for you. And Chris B, thank you for the lovely bookmark. It's currently in the Tim Burgess autobiography from Telling Stories, which husband would recommend to anybody that likes the band The Charlatans.
Hello!
What's your crack section?
What's the e-crack section?
I am going to All Energy Conference and Exhibition in Aberdeen tomorrow. It's on Wednesday and Thursday, the 23rd and 24th of May this year. I am on stand K69, so please, if you're there, come along and say hello, and we can chat about work if you must. Crafty goodness, if you please. All Energy is a free to attend conference and exhibition. It's not free to exhibit by any means, shapes or form, is it not free? But it's for the renewable electricity generation market. There are over 500 companies hosting stands, and they expect an attendance of 8,000 people from over 50 countries. I wonder if Alex Salmond will see me again. He's doing the keynote address, along with Charles Henry MP. He's not seen me yet. Ugh, I can't get away from him, honestly. If you're going, have a good show, pop by for a cup of tea and a Caithness biscuit, but most importantly, find out how you can procure our company for all your operations, maintenance and project management needs. That wasn't a subliminal message, that was a just desperate plea for work. And it would just be really nice to meet you, actually. I'd like to point out a very lovely and new supplier of tapestry kits. If you all go to look at www.tapestry.stuartparsons.com, and that is the Stuart as in StuartParsons.com. I've got the link in the show notes. And you will see an exclusive range of beautifully designed tapestry kits. They range in size from 12 by 18 to 12 by 24, and if you want a really funky one, have a look at the Alien Pheasant kit. I love the colours of that one, they're kind of orangey and pretty. And I wish Lucy Parsons all the best with this website. So, go bye bye bye, listeners! Entangled magazine issue 4 is out and has some lovely articles, and most certainly worth a looky, if not just to see Subway Knit's picture with her and Franklin Habit. I read it one night and, do you know, I dreamt of yarn all that night. That's quite a good thing, isn't it? I don't think you have to pay extra for that either. They are going to be doing it bi-monthly from now on, and also trying to raise some money to progress to the next level of being a super cooper. Super cooper. An uber cool super magazine. If you go to the Entangle group on Ravelry or on the website or on via Zinio, you'll get the information there. So all the best to Jenny and her team. Also, have you entered the Shutter Monkeys design competition from last episode? Amanda Leggett, beautiful Fair Isle offer that she's given us. You've still got until the 31st of May, so all you have to do is send me a message entitled Win Win Win, or just ask to be included in the giveaway, and I'll put you in the Viking hat, and let's just hope Sandy or Daisy gets to pick you out on the 31st of May 2012. That's when I'm going to close it. And all the best in your new house, Amanda.
The review section.
Review of The Very Easy Guide to Lace Knitting by Lynn Watterson. This is published by Search Press and it retails in at £12.99. It's a nice size for the bigger knitting bag of 22 by 26 centimetre, and it has 145 pages. Yes, I did measure it with the ruler. The style is sort of mostly photographed objects, and they're on a white background, and kind of quite stand outy. The diagrams of the techniques are quite clear and a reasonable size. The book is split into introduction, knitting basic, lace knits, and they are split into eyelet patterns, lace panels, lace patterns, and lace edgings. And then there's a finishing technique section at the end with abbreviations and chart symbols, index and credits. As for being a very easy guide, not sure. I would suggest that you have a little knitting under your belt before you try these out. But I wonder if that's mean that the lace is the very easy part and not knitting itself is the very easy part. So then make it look much simpler than its perceived lace knitting book. It doesn't really have the same kind of catchy title, does it? It is a British book and therefore has British abbreviations. Nice for me, maybe not so good for the rest of you. Not that that should stop you. I would say that this book makes lace, which can be daunting word to knitters, not so hard after all. It does break it down. After all, knitting has two stitches. It's just a case of in which order you put them. I like the tension page because there's a piece of knitting there that has started with size 5mm and then been decreased down an increment in needle size until it's got to size 3.25mm, and it shows how the knitting would decrease in size within the pattern. Jane Sowerby has used this in Glimpse Maxi Cowl, which she designed for the Knitter magazine issue 38. Also, the book talks quite well about charts and how to decipher them. I could have done with this bit of help before my first lace chart doing the Allegra. There are a different number of different lace patterns for you. Each of these pages has a close-up of the pattern, an overview of the pattern knitted, the pattern written out along with the chart. It has a key as to what type of yarn and size of needle was used on each page. What I didn't really like was the fact that there was no key beside each of the charts. You can get the information from the pattern writing, but that's not really the point of the chart. The keys are all at the back of the book, of course, but I think maybe they'd be better employed right beside the chart. Although if you own the book, which I don't because I got it out of the library, you could write on the book beside the chart what symbol means what. There are also 13 projects of various items with the lace patterns in them. And what I like about these is that she suggests what type of yarn you use, but not the specific make of yarn. Sometimes you can get really caught up in that it has to be X variety of yarn, and simply nothing else will do, and you can't get past this. So this gives us freedom to try out different yarns. It's given us permission to open and try new things. Even if you've only ever made a scarf with these patterns, then this book would be a good reference. Actually, one of the projects is a mohair wrap with knitted rolled roses along the edge. Oh, I love this. Weirdly, there is no triangular shawl, but it will most certainly give you confidence in the pattern work before making your own shawl, because lace isn't all about shawls in the end. It's just knitting with holes in every so often. So this is The Very Easy Guide to Lace Knitting by Lynn Watterson. Coming up, it's deer. Now, my next designer ally is going to be Curvy Jacks, whom is Jackie Harding, whom you have heard me talk about before. And I talk about her in episode 55. I've kind of not got quite so excited this episode. I don't think I'm in any publications, but I am trying to slow down this week. Now, I did speak to Jackie last week, and she's just lovely. So I'm going to give it a good edit and get it to you at the end of May, ready for the knit-along that she has organised. She's just about finished the design, so I'll not spoil it for you, but leave a big trail of breadcrumbs for you, or whatever it is that you like to eat. Chocolate? Gin? Raisins? Truffles? Tablet? Sorry, getting digressive here. I would actually like to point out, I recorded this last night, and I did it without a script, and 44 minutes in, it crashed, and the whole thing was an hour long. So instead of re-editing the whole thing, which I wasn't wanting to do, I just decided to script it today, and this is me recording it now. But last night, when I couldn't remember a word, or I couldn't I was having a wee pause in conversation, I would distract you by going, oh, look, there's the house martins. There's three of them now. And I just looked out the window and they're all whizzing around the back of the house today. So if you hear me go, oh, house martins, it's because I've kind of got distracted. I'm not sticking to the script. But then right as I was waiting to... house martins. As I was trying to save the recording last night, I looked out the window and across the field there was three deer running around the field. So I went running down the stairs, grabbed the binoculars, and husband and I were out looking at them. They were too far away to photograph, but it was quite cool. And then I went upstairs and it was too much excitement for the laptop. It crashed. So this is number episode 56 again. But I think it's actually a better version. Still coming up, the back-to-back sheep to jumper day is fast approaching on June 30th in Castletown Heritage Centre for the spinning group. And I didn't actually realise, but there was a come-along day yesterday. And I'm even worse because I didn't. I was doing gardening stuff like digging up mum's trees and then replanting them in my garden. Good for mum's trees, but not so good for supporting the spinning group. I hope it was a good event. Gaelic Wool Fest is to be held in Benderloch near Oban on the 19th to the 21st of July, and I am still planning on attending. They were so lovely last year. I recommend if you're in that area, then try and make a point of dropping by at some point. Hopefully I'll get to meet Torrin Isla at last. And of course, Wool Fest in Cockermouth, Cumbria will be coming up soon as well on the 22nd and 23rd of June. If you're going, please let me know your story and, well, what do you buy? And then in October, I am still hoping that the Glasgow School of Yarn, organised by the Yarn Cake Shop, is going good guns and get classes. I think I'll just keep mentioning that. It might happen. So there's loads coming up. If you've got something specific, close by to Scotland, preferably, or UK, I'd be grand to mention that. Because often things pass me by. And I don't want it to be a, not coming up, coming up. It was, well, this happened. So... bookmark swap. I am very thankful to have received three bookmarks from you lovely listeners. This is over and above a Call of Duty, really. But one from Mimi, one from Chris B, and my official swap, Sancola. Mimi's was tatted and it now lives in my diary. It's lovely. Chris's is in the book I'm reading, as mentioned, and Sancola is keeping my place in a knitting book. And Sandy has a message for you, Sandy.
Thank you for my goggles. I like the stickers and my little sister Daisy loves her hair clips.
She very kindly sent me a few extras, which was over and above the Call of Duty, but Greedy Louise was delighted with herself, so thank you, Craft Fairy Sancola. I was most touched to receive a wee tin stuffed with notions and a pair of scissors that had belonged to Sandy's mother or sister, both whom have sadly passed away recently. And she said that her daughter Lee... Hello, Lee! By the way, we all have to check out Lee's blog, which is www.flowerlarkstudios.com. And anyway, Lee is more into painting and drawing than knitting, so Sandy wanted to pass on to the knitting stuff to someone who actually knits. So I'm most blessed with this, and I will look after it very carefully. I was also tickled by how much can be stuffed into a small tin that used to have Jelly Belly sweets in. I am rather partial to a Jelly Belly, but as my actual belly is too much jelly already, the knitting notions are much better. Believe me, there was loads in this. There was two bodkins, a magnet, a pair of embroidery scissors, two sets of stitch markers in various sizes, and I'm pretty sure she made some of them. Two things that you wind your yarn on if you're ever doing Fair Isle. Might be other things in there, but that was the things that I've been using so far. So I was just delighted. I found my own craft scissors, and then I get some more other craft scissors, so this is great. Now, mostly everybody has received their bookmarks now. If you haven't had yours or had word that your swap partner is making or given you a reason why it's not being made, please let me know and I'll send Daisy around wearing full Viking gear and riding Quattro. Now, you're scared now, aren't you? Get it sent, Pete. So, on to the next swap. Do you want to do one? We could either do another fabric postcard swap, the small notions tin swap. Wouldn't have to be expensive. You could send she shells in a little tin box or press flowers. Although you'd have to be very careful with that one for some customs like Australia, they don't like. Maybe not the pressed flowers, that's not such a good idea, but you know, something little and quite personal to the area. I could send a whole pile of grotty buggies Yes, Lee Crochets, I'm talking to you. Or, I'm sure I could think of something. So, or like a little small Aragamuni. Can't see it, but a little knitted or crochet object or something. So answers on a postcard or email. But postcards would be interesting too. I've not had good posts since Sancola's, and yeah, send me nice post.
I buy books, I never read, and then I tell you some more about me.
Now for the Me, Me, Me show. The first rule about Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club. So, Trina and Caroline, could you just turn over for a little while, fast forward a wee bit? I have a cut on my finger. Now, this cut, I have a story. I had an awful time upgrading with O2 for my mobile phone. They sent me flowers as penance. Now, before you go, oh, wow, that's good customer service. It wasn't nice. But even after they sent them, they continued to be ridiculously bad. So I've ended up sending a 3-page letter of frustration to their customer service team, and I wait to find out what comes back before I'm going to even bore you with the details of what was in it. And I have never complained in all my time I have been with O2, and it is well over 12 years. So the flowers were very nice, but whilst I was washing out my big cut glass vase, I grabbed at it in the sink, and it's got quite a sharp beveled edge on the inside, and it cut my finger. Right in the rim, right in the left forefinger where the crochet yarn goes over or the knitting needle pokes right into. So I've not really managed much knitting or crocheting. However, I have been making project bags. So this is where Trine has to stop listening. Sorry Trine, I've just spoiled it if you're still listening. I made one that has dragon appliqued onto theirs. And it was half a fat quarter, folded in half, sewn around a wee bit, and it's going to have a piece of ribbon put in the top to drawstring it tight. And can you remember I was looking for a safety pin? Well, I lost the safety pin again, for I've just seen it. It's sitting on the window ledge in the safe place. You know that safe place where you put things and then you go and you're like, where's the safe place? I can't remember the safe place. Well, the safe place in my house is my window ledge until the children get onto the counter via the chair, and then it just disappears. So Caroline has hearts on her project bag, and also I'm crocheting a fierce little dragon, Aragamuni, which I can't say, by Lucy Ravenscarf through Ravelry, which is good, and it's so good, Sandy and Daisy want one. And the one I'm sending to Trine has been stolen, and now she's at the back of the queue behind the pink one that Daisy's getting, that I can't crochet just now because I've got a cut finger. So thanks, O2. I did knit a bit on the Piper's Journey shawl by Paula of Knitting Pipeline. I know a few of you have been making these and finished yours too. Sand Lacrosse has her photo of it blocking on the beach on the Isle of Harris. I'm sure it was Isle Harris. It's the Western Isles anyway, which is beautiful. I'm using Ripples Crafts 4-ply slightly tweedy Nat Dancer Rain in Ascent Rocks colour. And the Nat Dancer Rain... very badly pronounced there, is the colourway that Ripples Craft came up with from inspiration when the Northern Lights we had a wee while ago. And she's got a whole range of it, and it sort of meaning the Northern Lights or the Merry Dancers. I can't remember how it's exactly Gaelic translated, and husband wasn't here to ask, so my bad pronunciation. It's knitting up pretty nicely. I'm using straight bamboo needles just now instead of circular. I think when I get to the 200 stitches, I'll maybe transfer over. I kind of like using straights every now and again. And it's a lovely pattern for those wanting to get into shawl knitting. And there's plenty of help on Ravelry if you're a wee bit daunted. So just get this pattern. It's not expensive. You get it through Quince & Company's website. You have to kind of wonder if you're going to buy the yarn or not. It's quite difficult to bypass that one. Much more expensive in the UK than it is in the US. Well, obviously, because it is to get imported. If you're going to do something, treat yourself. It does look beautiful in the Quince & Company stuff. It's looking nice in my Ripples Craft yarn so far. Oh, swallows. There are too many M's in that. But, house martins, swallows. Oh, look, deer. There's the owl. See, you've just completely distracted from what I was talking about. Back to the Piper's Journey shawl. So I was knitting that down at the harbour, and I'm going to take it with me to Aberdeen to knit in the car. I'm going on a journey with the Piper's Journey shawl. Paula, I think you'd quite like to know that. I loved her episode when she was talking about her Camp Kip experiences. I was almost there. However, it's the closest thing I can get to it. I made a wee baby hat from Debbie Bliss Baby Cashmerino in Cream. And this is lovely yarn. I'd forgotten how much I loved it. I bought it for when Daisy was a baby. And it's my yarn of choice for baby knits. I've got to make quite a few other baby knits because lots of people are having babies just now. So I'm going to need to weigh the hat, the first one, to see if I've got enough of the blue yarn. And I have no idea what the sex of any of the babies are going to be. So, a blue hat, it'll go wrong. Textile art project. Oh, shouted from the rooftops. I am finished. Most of you have no idea what I'm talking about. I started this project 2 years ago with Caithness Textile Artists. And well done if you remember me telling you that we were going to pick out 7 words and attribute different techniques with them. For instance, I had shadow and passion for the words, and for the techniques we had lots of different things, manipulated, three-dimensional, applique, abstract, etc. So what I decided to do was buy a big canvas, and this is 1 by 1.5 metres, and I drew and then painted the area around my house. And the reason I started was shadow was the first, it was January's word. And I was walking the dog, where I get most of my inspiration, because I often talk to myself when I'm walking the dog. It's really good that nobody lives around here. And, house martins. So I thought, what can I do? And I saw the shadow of the wind turbine, and I thought, I quite like that. How can I do that? So it had to be on tweed, and it had to have heat, and it had to have something else as well. So I think it was slashed. Yes, that was it. And I had a piece of tweed jacket from my husband who had, outgrown it. He'd had it since he was 17 or something. And I cut a wind turbine shape. Did I say windmill? Sorry, Richard. Wind turbine shape out of it. And I put it over some cut up threads which had been covered over by a chiffon scarf. Machine embroidered over to hold down all the little bits of thread onto the background, and then you get a heat gun and you blast off the chiffon scarf, which melts. I remember it stinking. I didn't mean to do this. This was 2 years ago. And then I appliqued over or sewed down the George's shadow. And in fact, we didn't even have George then. We had pre-George, which was the turbine before. So then I made up all sorts of different things. Passion was Richard's boat, and I appliqued a yellow boat, and three-dimensional was the creels. I've got Dunnock Head, which is the most northerly point in the British mainland for you, and I can see it out my window. And it had a piece of old brown trousers, and it's been pleated and manipulated and then sewn with a wee bit of wool over, and it looks like the texture you would get on cliff faces. So it kind of carried on, and I've got from the Orkney and the night sky with the Northern Lights, and I had all these bits, and I used it from Orkney in the north to my house in the south, Dunnock Head in the west, Stroma and the Castle of May in the east. And then I printed a photo of my house onto fabric, and I made it in a pleaky creel boat. I'm going back on script here. I cut up and I bleached one of Daisy's velvet dresses for the Orkney night sky, and I did have lots of fun. But then I never finished it. All these were sitting in a box. Sandy, 2 weeks ago, said, "Mum, you've never finished that harbour picture." And I said, "No, I haven't, have I?" And I wondered what was stopping me. And I thought, at the time I hadn't done all the techniques or hadn't had the materials I had wanted. And now I did. So I got the hot glue gun out. Everybody get one of them. They're great. Although I did sort of stick my fingers together at one point. But it comes off, it's not like super glue, it's a different type of glue. If you're going to stick it to yourself, stick it to your nails, it comes off your nails, no problem. And I did a sample of sticking on some bits of the canvas and it turned out okay. So then I went glue gun mad and it's all stuck down now. And this is something I could probably carry on sticking to. I couldn't figure out how to do a polytunnel, I think that's what stopped me. Because the plastic I wanted to stick on just wouldn't stick. So I might put a house martin on or swallow, but just now I'm really happy with it, and I'll have a photo on Flickr for you. And that was me.
The blah 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 session.
Blah 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 blah. So that was me. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you're all in good health, and if not, in good fettle, because I know some of you are not in good health. I'd like to send out a get well wish to Hawthorne's husband down in Australia, just to let you know that somebody up here is thinking about him. You can download me from Podbean, iTunes. All reviews are gratefully welcome. I will go and read them before next episode, I promise. Paula's got loads of these, by the way. I had about 33 and she said she had about 100 odd, so not that I'm holding against you or anything, but you know. Please do carry on with the reviews and comments, because I'm a needy podcaster. It's all about me, you know. You can email me. See, it's me again there. On caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. You can get me on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, or you can join the Caithnesscraft Collective group in there. You can get me on Seamed Up, and actually in Seamed Up, the word me is in there. And Stitching Fingers. Oh, there's no me in Stitching Fingers. And Twitter. I'm on Twitter as Caithnesscraft. Music is Wild Mountain Time by Mark Gunn, because the summertime, I think it is coming. We've stopped snowing now. There was a frost the other night, but the swallows are here, the heather's starting to turn purple. And you can buy that music from musicalley.com. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting.
We'll go together to Wild Mountain Time all around. Will you go? I see you go. Will you go? I see you go.